This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares from her audiobook, Generation to Generation, on teaching her children the lessons of faith found in the Jewish holiday Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, which is celebrated this month by spending a week living in a hut called a sukkah.
In Leviticus 23:42-43, we are commanded to live in temporary shelters for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in shelters so your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord, your God. On Sukkot, we live in temporary hut, a sukkah, for an entire week to remember how God cared for and protected our ancestors in the desert during those 40 years. When God took the Israelites out of Egypt, he didn't just leave them to fend for themselves. He provided them with all their needs on a daily basis on their journey to the Promised Land. The Bible tells us that God provided manna from the sky for them to eat, a traveling well of water for them to drink, and shelters to live in while they camped. On Sukkot, we are reminded that God will also provide for us and that we can trust him in all circumstances, be they times of deprivation and harshness or of abundance and joy. Sukkot is celebrated in the fall, just a few days after the high holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Jewish custom is to begin building a sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur ends.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.